ITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
A magnificent God, thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you the glory. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I ask that you will have thine own way. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will heal, deliver, oh God, and set the captive free on this morning. I cannot do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. Father God, let this word come out like fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We say thank you, and we glorify your name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, can you please turn them to 2 Kings, the 2nd chapter and the 9th verse. It's 2 Kings, the 2nd chapter and the 9th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I can do for you before I am taken away." And Elisha replied, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit and become your successor." The title of this message is called Double. And may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Elisha had faithfully served the prophet Elijah for many years, and he went everywhere he went. But when Elijah was about to be taken to heaven, he asked Elisha what he had wanted. You would think Elisha would ask for something ordinary, perhaps a monetary gift to provide for the future. But Elisha had learned how to pray bold prayers. He asked for a double portion of the man of God's spirit. He was saying, "I want to have twice the anointing, twice the favor, and to do twice as many miracles." Elijah could have said, "You have a lot of nerve. You better ask for something more realistic." But you see, Elijah liked his boldness. Yes, he did. He said, "You stay with me and you will receive what you ask." And that's exactly what happened. Elisha went on to perform twice as many miracles as the man of God. That wouldn't have happened if that he had not been bold to see his destiny fulfilled. So the idea of a double portion in the Bible is one of the double blessings. It was typically used in the Old Testament to refer to the birthright or the inheritance received by the oldest son. For example, Deuteronomy 21 and 17 says, "He shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the unloved, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the first fruits of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his." And then Hannah's husband, gave her a double portion because of his love for her and because she could not have children. And you can look in 1 Samuel, the first chapter and the fifth verse. And even Isaiah 61 and 7 also, it promises a double portion of the blessing upon Israel. So after his sufferings, we're going to look at Job. Job received twice as much as that he had before. We talk about the double portions. We're just going through the men and the women of God who have received that. So Mr. Job received twice as much as that he had before. And you can refer to the book of Job, the 42nd chapter and the 10th verse. And also the book of Revelation 18 and 6 speaks the negatively of a double portion of judgment. So the request by Mr. Elisha, for a double portion of the man of God's spirit in 2 Kings and the second chapter referred likewise to being doubly blessed in his life, in his ministry as well. So the scripture records exactly twice as many miracles through the man of God, Elisha, did 28 miracles as took place through Elijah, 14 miracles. You see right there, God answered Elisha's request. He did double the miracles. So when Elisha first made his request, Elijah answered, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." 2 Kings, the second chapter, and the 10th verse. Let me just remind you right here, people of God. Sometimes you have to ask God for a hard thing. Sometimes your faith kicks in when you ask God for something. It may be hard for you to accomplish, but there is nothing too hard for God. You have to believe in yourself as well as you believe that God will do that hard thing that you had asked him to do. That's when you know if God did it before, he is well and able to do it again. So after Elisha watched Elijah being taken up to heaven, he picked up Elijah's cloak. Yes, he did. And returning to the Jordan River, he called out to the Lord and struck the water with the cloak. The water opened up, and Elisha walked across on dry ground. You see, people of God, this act affirmed the transition of the prophetic office from the man of God, Elijah, to Elisha, as well as the fulfillment of the request of Elisha. It affirmed the transition of the prophetic office between the two. Come on here, somebody. The miraculous crossing of the Jordan was witnessed by men from the school of prophets. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, "Surely the spirit of the man of God, Elisha, rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bow to the ground before him. 2 Kings 2:15. So from that point forward, these men appear to have followed Elisha as their spiritual leader. 2 Kings 4:38-41. So, two other miracles soon follow the parting of the Jordan River to conclude this section of scripture. First, Elisha turned bad water into clean water. That's 2 Kings 2:19-22. And second, he cursed a group of young men who mocked him, and two bears came from the woods and attacked them. 2 Kings 2:24. The taking of Elijah to heaven, the parting of the water, the response of the company of the prophets, and the two additional miracles recorded immediately afterwards all affirm that, my God, Elisha's request for a double portion was both honorable and granted by the Lord. Elisha's ministry was one of the most influential in the Bible. Yes, it was. And we can continue to be remembered today. People of God, you may be happy where you are today, but God has bigger things. He has greater opportunities, and he has more for you to do. Don't get stuck, get it in your bowl, Shonda, because you're not asking for all God has for you. Be bold. Go before him. Tell him what you want. There is nothing too hard for God. He will answer, but you only have to believe that he will do exactly what you ask of him. Remember, there is nothing too hard for God. The Holy Ghost said, remind them again, there is nothing too hard for God. Get up. Wipe yourself off. Shake yourself and ask him. Be bold. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for where we are today and for every blessing and, Lord God, every provision you have given us. Father God, thank you for the double portion you have reserved for those days that, Lord God, we have prayed for to come to pass. Father God, we are asking you for the greater opportunities. We are asking you for open doors like no man can open but you. But God, we are also thanking you for the closed doors in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for everything, oh God, that, Lord God, you is going to do for us, God. We thank you for this new season we are in. We even thank you for July, because you say July is a month of miracles, and July is a month of testimonies. We give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I thank you for tuning in on today. If you want to contact me, you can at 318-206-8953. Also, I thank each and every one of you for coming out to the Power Revival on last week. I'm telling you, God moved by his spirit. God moved by the anointing. God met us in that place. Yes, he did. Lives were also changed and people was healed. So until next time, remember, I love you and God does too. Be blessed.